25 before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. If you're waking up on this Monday morning praying to God to help you carry a cross in your life, we've got some help. Sister Brittany Harrison from Mary Help of Christians Academy in North Hailden, New Jersey, was one of the keynote speakers Saturday at the Archdiocese of Newark Women's Conference talking about carrying your cross. You'll hear from Sister B coming up in this half hour. We've also got homily highlights and a brand new Glenn's Story Corner. Oh, speaking of homily highlights, if you go to Mass at 7 a.m., 7:30, 8 a.m. in the morning, and maybe your parish has more than one Mass because now we're in the season of Lent, and Father was on the altar for those Masses over the weekend. He heard confessions, and again today, how does he do it all? Yes, priests burn out as well, and to help our parish priests, the solution is you and me, in the pews. Father Tony Kutcher is the president of the National Federation of the Priests Council, an organization that promotes communion, brotherhood, and solidarity of bishops and priests. And he is also in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, serving as pastor at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Huber Heights, Ohio, as well as in the Dayton, Ohio churches of Our Lady of the Rosary and Holy Cross. Good morning, Father Tony. Welcome back. Boy, you talk about burnout. You would probably be the poster person for that, because look at all the work that you do. How do you do it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think I'm burning out. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
But, I mean, we don't realize it. We expect, we always expect Father to be there, and that is, and that's one of the, you talk to priests, and they say that's one of the beautiful things is that I'm always there. However, we have to realize that they're human like us, and, instead of putting a lot of burdens on them, maybe we should ask them for a change. What can I do for you?
That would be an amazing thing, and that is one of the best pieces, I think, that we can do for our priest, is to we have to change our mindset, I think. You know, in modern America, we're in very much a consumer mindset, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, they look at me as a purveyor of goods and services, you know, so I'm peddling grace. Yep. And all that sort of thing. And so there really isn't that relational aspect of ministry. We hear in the scriptures very often, and even in our church laws, we talk about the feeling of family. You know, that's the reason why we're called Father. Father's not really our title. Our title is Reverend. Father came about a few centuries ago as spiritual father, basically. But the idea is It should be a loving family environment. What can I do for you? What can I ask you to do for me? And so if you approach it from that point of view, then burnout doesn't happen because it doesn't feel like it's a professional situation. It feels like it's a family.
I'm watching what's happening in my parish, a very large parish, nearly 4,000 families, and a very energetic and very young pastor who has built the congregation over the last 10 years from 1,500 families to nearly 4,000 families. 3 weeks ago, this young, energetic man had a stroke. He's going to be out of commission for a long time, and he's got an associate and a resident priest, and those two are running themselves ragged. And it's not like I can say Mass or hear confessions, but I've gone up to them and saying, do you need dinner? How can I help you? You know, and they say, well, we're okay for now, but we'll let you know.
And you know, that's a great cop out. I do the same thing. People say, Father, can I help you? And we're always reticent to say, yes, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to finally say, Father, it's okay to need help.
Why is it hard for priests to say I need help?
I don't know. There are studies out on that. We just can't quite figure it out. I think it has to do with the fact that it's kind of ingrained in us in our training, and probably by personality,
mm-hmm.
is that we need to be the caregiver. And it's hard for a caregiver to be a caretaker.
And by the same token, can we also look at you as Superman, who doesn't need any help, thus we don't even ask?
Well, you know, the thing is it reminds me of yesterday's reading from the woman at the well, when Jesus says, I have food that you don't know about. I think I always tell people, Jesus could live on faith, but I need food.
Mm. Yeah. You know, when my mom was alive, she would very often say, you know, I'm going to make lasagna for, and she knew so many priests from being a Catholic school teacher that, you know, we would wind up delivering a meal to a rectory. She would have to stay in the car because she couldn't walk that well. And I would go up to the rectory and they're saying, who are you? And I was saying, here's dinner for tonight. But they appreciated that. And, you know, that may be a place to start.
Oh, it's such an easy, simple act of love for your priest, because we are so busy. You know, when you
right.
you have, you know, one of my parishes is 2,300 families, and the others kind of total about 500.
Yeah.
And so you do get so busy. I mean, I love to cook, but I can't find time to.
Sure.
And so we had some folks in the parish that actually got together and kind of made a ministry. So that every Thursday, somebody brings a meal for the three of us who live here in the parish house. And it's wonderful, and it's great, because I never know what's going to be on for dinner till I get here.
By the same token, if anybody in the congregation has special skills, be they business or whatever else it might be, that's another way to give of your talents back to the parish, to not only help you and just taking some of the ease off your mind of, well, how am I going to get that done outside the rectory or whatever it is? And you may have, you know, one custodian who's got his hands full as well.
Right. Well, and once again, that's exactly right. You know, things like I've got probably a dozen flower beds on the property here. And I just, you know, I don't have a green thumb. Luckily, once again, there's a group of women who have taken it on themselves to take care of the flower beds everywhere. So our campus looks wonderful.
And the other thing, I remember talking to Father Jerry Murray in New York, and he said, the minute you become a pastor, you have to become an instant expert on electricity, plumbing, and everything else. And he said, right. It's tough. And also run a business.
Exactly. Well, and that it takes you back to your point, which is, if there are people with those expertise in the parish that I can trust,
right?
They don't have to be able to do it, but I need to say, do I really need this? Is this contractor trying to get more money out of us for some reason?
Got it. Got one more question. How do you not take no for an answer from Father if he says, no, I don't need help?
Well, you just keep asking.
Okay.
You know, you point out to him, Father, you're running ragged. We can see it. We can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do something soon, you're going to wind up in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tremendous gift to give to him. Father Tony Kutcher, the president of the National Federation of Priests Council on Priest Burnout, gives you some food for thought as you think about your own parish priests and how you can help them. Father Tony, as always, use Relevant Radio as a way to communicate with the great work that you do with the National Federation of Priests Council. Always good to have you on.
Thanks, John. It's always great to be here.